house for sale. I'm moving out, I'm moving on. This bird has flown. House for sale. I'll tell you where to redirect my mail.
And redirect your mail to Cleve Gaddis. If you want any sort of real estate help, selling, buying, Cleve Gaddis, managing partner, broker, Gaddis Partners, REMAX Center, Sure Realty Incorporated, and just all over the airways, including our sister station, AM 1160 or 1160 AM, however you want to put it. Cleve, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I missed you last week.
Yeah, well, I was here.
I know. I was out in the middle of nowhere. I had no cell phone service at all. You would have disconnected me after about 3 seconds of our interview because you wouldn't have been able to understand me.
I know. There are still those places, you know, and you have to I've got the same situation up in northern Minnesota where our cabin is. My carrier, a couple characters, there's only one that has a tower nearby, so unless you've got that particular carrier, you are out of luck. There is no cell phone.
You're in trouble some places. That's exactly right.
And
that's
anyway,
exactly right.
We've got so much going on today, right now, including the huge news about pushing the tax bill through. And you said you wanted to kind of kick off our conversation this morning with some news about that, or something you discovered?
You and I have discussed the differences in the House bill and the Senate bill several times.
Yes.
Never have I noticed in all of my research, and maybe it was, pardon me, it's because it was just put in, but both proposals, both bills, change the capital gains exclusion. Used to, Larry, you had to live in your house for two of the last 5 years.
Oh.
And then when you sold your home, you would be exempt from up to $250,000 in gains. You would not pay any taxes on $250,000 in gains, provided you lived two of the last 5 years. Now, in both, they're changing it to five of the last 8 years, and you cannot use the exclusion any more than once every 5 years. So that's a pretty big difference there.
Well, that certainly affects
in both.
Affects investors, I would think, as
well,
the people who flip houses.
Only the people who own in them. So, Larry, only you as a homeowner who owned it and lived there two of the last 5 years would be exempt from gains. An investor who bought his tax by doing a 1031 exchange and stuff like that. So, pardon me, Larry, I'm recovering from a cold.
Yeah.
But I thought that was very interesting. So a couple of just quick differences in the Senate and the tax bill, Senate and the House tax bill. The Senate is proposing that you be able to deduct the interest you pay on your mortgage, provided your initial mortgage amount is $1 million or less, or less than $1 million.
Okay.
The House is proposing a $500,000 mortgage limit. So that could be substantial. I did a little research, and I don't know what this means for total house, total homeowners, or total outstanding mortgages in the U.S., but there were 2.9 million outstanding mortgages or mortgages that were recorded against properties in the United States that appeared to be still outstanding that were over 500,000. So even though that would affect a large number, 2.9 million households, it's nowhere near the majority of the households in the U.S., considering I think there's about 130 million households total.
Well, it's interesting. You know, my guess, Cleve, is that they're going to probably hit on a figure in between that, and it's probably going to be like 750,000.
Probably so.
Yeah,
probably so.
That conference, what they'll do is they'll probably split the difference on that one. That's what I'm. That's my guess. And of
Makes
course,
sense.
That's what they're doing now. Is they're basically trying to bring, for folks who don't know, it hasn't come to a vote yet. They're still trying to bring the two bills together, and because the two bills have significant differences, as Cleve is pointing out this morning, in certain areas they are not the same. So they're trying to come up with one bill that's basically a compromise between the two. That's what's
absolutely
going on right now.
Well, and one other quick thing I'd love to point out is the Senate bill wipes out any ability to deduct state and local property taxes. The House bill limits that to $10,000. So let's keep an eye on that. And if you've got any thoughts on that, you might want to call your senator or your congressman and give them your opinion. Also, by the way, for those where it's appropriate in Atlanta, don't forget to vote today. My wife posted a picture of herself this morning with her I voted sticker on, and I have to admit, I had forgotten that I needed to go vote, so that reminded me, and I stopped by and voted on the way to the office this morning.
So you're in Fulton County, you're in the Atlanta area?
So I have two places to vote. I'm in Fulton County, but I'm in the city limits of Johns Creek.
Yeah.
So we have one city council seat that's in a runoff, and then we have our county commission chair that's in a runoff. So
but
we,
you can't,
I,
you're
I
not
to vote
gonna,
in both of those.
You're not
going to
vote
in Atlanta.
You can't vote in the mayor's election then.
No, I'm not in the city of Atlanta. I just have to vote in my own stuff. But there's a ton of people who will be voting for the mayor in the city of Atlanta. It will be interesting to see who it winds up being.
Yeah, it will be interesting. It's quite a race. I'm kind of I don't have a horse in the race, as you know. I live in Cobb County.
Yes, that's right.
So I'm kind of watching it from afar, but it'll be significant. We'll see. What ends up happening. Let's do the redevelopment plans for the Atlanta Civic Center, and then I want to make sure you get folks the information about how they can reach you. So this is kind of big news. They finally sold, after all these years of trying to unload the Civic Center, they finally have done it. What's the news on that?
Sold for $31 million to the Atlanta Housing Authority, which I think is interesting. Probably 2015, I think there was a deal in place with the Atlanta Housing Authority and a real estate developer out of Texas called Weingarten Realty.
Mm-hmm.
The initial plans were to buy it, tear it down, and then build sort of an Avalon-esque, like the North Fulton development. But they're going to tone it down just a little bit. The development is expected to cost $300 million. The Civic Center redo is going to include housing, and you'll like this, Larry, with at least 30% reserved as affordable during certainly this time when, as you and I have discussed on the radio many times, there's not a whole lot of affordable housing out there. Says it will include 250 low-income housing units via the Atlanta Housing Authority's HomeFlex program. I'm not totally familiar with that. I should have done a little more research before the show. And then at least 10% workforce housing. And I think it's interesting. I mean, it's been a long time since I've actually been to the Civic Center, and the only reason I've actually thought about the Civic Center in the last few years, although as a kid, we went to the Nutcracker there every single year.
Right.
But what put it on my map, you know, within the last 5 or 6 years with the fact that Steve Harvey filmed The Family Feud right there at the Civic Center, although he's moving that filming back to Los Angeles. I don't know if he has or will soon. As far as I understand, the site is actually totally empty at this point. He was, I think Steve Harvey filmed there for 8 years.
Well, you know, the other thing is it was had a huge stage for some of the musicals. When Chris Mannis was doing Theater of the Stars, that was basically the first home, or that was the home for that, because they could do those large Broadway musicals there. They've since moved to the Fox, since the Civic Center, so there wasn't a lot of real work going on over there. I saw a lot of things through the years there. It wasn't a great place for the audience, but it was a great place for mounting large cast shows over there at Civic Center.
Well, personally, I think the Civic Center is still very young. It was created the same year that Mr. Cleve Gaddis was created, 1968. And back then, the community where it's located was actually called Buttermilk Bottom. Did you know that?
No, I did not. I didn't know that.
I did not know that either. And they said it was home to the Sidetrack Museum. I actually remember that.
Yes, I do.
You do remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I was reading a little about the history. I think that's really cool. For those who do want to reach me, my phone number is 770-497-0000. And again, I'm Cleve Gaddis with Gaddis Partners REMAX Center. Family's been in business here in Atlanta for 30 years. I host the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on your sister station, News Talk 1160, every Tuesday at 2. So I'll be on today at 2 o'clock. Very interesting show. We always have Atlanta-specific topics as related to real estate. Today, the show is from 2 to 3. Also on Sundays at noon, or you can visit us online at gogaddis.com. That's GOGADDIS.com. And Larry, as you know, we are happy to answer listener questions or questions from anybody for any reason you ask, and we will answer.
Okay, and I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but it's time to look at 2018. It seems to me like we were just 2017. It just started. It just flies buy. And this year has gone particularly fast for me, but the big shift in the housing market expected in 2018. What is that?
Well, so here's what the experts are saying. This is more of a national outlook. We don't have a local outlook yet for the city of Atlanta, but this is a national outlook. They say home price appreciation will soften somewhat to 3.2%. To give you an idea how that compares to this year, Larry, I think we'll settle in somewhere around 6% appreciation in Metro Atlanta this year. So we'll have about half the appreciation in 2018 that we did in 2017. Mortgage rates, which today are a little under 4%, they say will average 4.6% throughout the year, but they say they will get to, Larry, about 5% by the end of the year.
Oh.
So that's a 25% increase in the amount of interest someone will pay on a home loan if you plan to get it at the end of next year. They say existing home sales will grow at about 2.5%. I would say our existing home sales, Larry, will probably be up in Atlanta maybe 3.5%. I don't know where the numbers are going to settle in for this year, but they say they're still going to grow. And that housing starts will also increase about 3% as well. That's one of the problems in Atlanta is you know, in the areas where a lot of people want to be, land is so expensive that you don't find builders building a lot of houses way out away from the employment corridors. They're building houses left and right. But hopefully that's going to follow. And then they say, Larry, that the home ownership rate will get back to about 63%. I think the home ownership rate all-time high in 2006 or 7, don't quote me on this, but I think was about 66%. So we're still about 3 or 4% below where we were at our all-time high in terms of home ownership rate. But, I mean, everything really sounds good for the market next year. They think inventory is going to increase, that price is going to continue to appreciate. They do think that millennials are going to be the largest segment of home buyers next year. They say 43% of home buyers getting mortgages will be millennials. And as has been for the last several years, they think southern markets will lead all the major metro markets in terms of growth. Atlanta's not on the list of the areas where they expect the largest growth, but Atlanta always had has good growth because we're located in the Sun Belt.
Well, you know, I think that that my method of trying to keep all new people out because of the traffic is working, because I put that large, you know, fencing around like sort of what President Trump is recommending across the Mexican border.
Where did you put your imaginary fence, Mr. Larson?
Well, I put it up during the time that the bridge was closed. You know, we started the I-85 bridge collapsed, and I said that we needed no more new people, no more new traffic, no more new buildings. So actually about that time, I put up the imaginary 90-foot fence around the whole city right outside the perimeter so that no other people can actually come here anymore.
So, Larry, I think you might have a hole in your fence. There's a way for them to tunnel under or something, because they say the city of Atlanta, Metro Atlanta, is going to add 165,000 residents in 2017, 165,000.
And every one of them will have a car and will be commuting.
No, in fact, every one of them is going to take the exact commute to work that you take, Larry.
Okay.
Right in front of you.
You know, Cleve, I really love having you on the show, but this is going to be the last time you're going to be
I'm so sorry. I've depressed you.
No. Thank you very much. I always enjoy our discussions. They're always informative. And don't miss Cleve on our sister station. You said one more time, you get to do your plug, buddy. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm on the host of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on News Talk 1160. I'll be on today at 2. The show is from 2 to 3. Great local guests talking about real estate specific issues right here in Metro Atlanta. You can also hear me on Sundays at noon on News Talk 1160 as well. You can reach me by phone, 770-497-0000. I'm Cleve Gaddis with RE/MAX Center. You can reach me online at gogaddis.com. That's GOGADDIS.com.
And I'm going to give you a permit so that you're going to be able to get through the fence. How about that?
Thank you, sir.
All the way from Johns Creek, I'm going to allow you to come into the city. Let's do Billy Joel. We'll talk to Cleve again if he behaves himself.
I promise.
Bye.
Works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for someday. sack. Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.